Good afternoon. With WXPR News, I'm Ken Kroll. Investigators are still trying to trace the origin of a major fire which destroyed a northeastern Wisconsin lumber yard, which had been in business for nearly a century. The Krivitz Lumber and Rental Facility is said to be a total loss. Tuesday night's sub-zero temperatures made fighting the flames especially difficult for the fire crews which responded. Firefighters from 11 departments were rotated all night long to keep them safe. And despite Foxconn's failed promise to bring a bounty of blue-collar factory jobs to the Midwest, the development center that it now says that it will be staffed by scientists and engineers, and it could cause flooding and environmental issues for Racine County. Tramell Gomes has more.
Foxconn promised the creation of 13,000 jobs, and in its statement said it's still committed to doing so. However, they claim the shift in global market was the main driver for the change in plans. While the new jobs appear to now be geared to college graduates, their environmental footprint remains the same. Michael Warner with the Lake County, Illinois Stormwater Commission says they are still moving forward with their engineering study to make sure the county's watershed improvement projects won't be harmed by runoff from the site.
The design is moving forward as far as we know. So our study doesn't look at the financial arrangements that Foxconn had with Wisconsin, nor does it look at jobs. It's completely about environmental impacts.
Warner says he expects a draft of the county's impact study will be ready by mid-February in time for a public review by the county's March 7th commission meeting. I'm Tramell Gomes.
A new library director at the Walter E. Olson Memorial Library in Eagle River, Sarah Kleeman, started work this week, taking over from director Nan Andrews, who is retiring. Kleeman holds degrees and was recently graduated from UW-Madison Library School, and was a longtime volunteer at the Land O'Lakes Library. She comes from a library family and has relatives in the area. Last fall, the popular Wisconsin River cruise boat, the Wilderness Queen, ended its run as the owners Patty and Ben Zastro sold the boat to interests in Delavan. But the boat is still parked on land at the city of Rhinelander Pelican Rapids boat landing. Recently, City Attorney Carrie Miljevich updated the Common Council on the situation. She says an employee of the new owners at Delavan found the boat to be heavier than first thought.
He indicated that they were on track to get it removed. They had to build a trailer for that. They were told by somebody that the Wilderness Queen weighed approximately 22,000 pounds, so that's how heavy of a trailer they built. And when they got up here, they determined that it's way heavier than that. They estimated at about 50,000 pounds.
Miljevich says the new owners are fitting a trailer that will handle the much heavier load. The Zastros bought the Wilderness Queen 6 years ago from Tom and Chris Tiffany, who operated Wisconsin River Cruises on the Willow Flowage from 1991 to 2007. In 2007, the boat was relocated to where it is now. And one of the priority events to bring food to the Rhinelander area food pantries ago, Thursday, Pantry Executive Director Guy Hansen talked about Cantastic.
So we do have five teams, so Cantastic is a go. We were a little bit apprehensive, but I just found out that we're going to have a team. We're going to have a Cantastic competition, and that's on the 16th of February at Roman Cinema. So we'll have the build day where the teams get together at Roman Cinema on that Saturday morning and build their structures, and then we'll be on display for 2 weeks, and we'll have them judged and give out some trophies. And at the end of the whole thing, all the food goes to the food pantry.
More information is at rhinelanderareafoodpantry.org. And public health managers in Milwaukee are warning students at Marquette University to wash their hands and take note of which classmates are sick. The Milwaukee Health Department yesterday confirmed a case of mumps on campus. And the WXPR weather forecast for this afternoon, chance of flurries as skies become increasingly cloudy with temperatures right around the single digits to maybe low teens. Tonight, a chance of flurries, mostly cloudy, temperature rising to about 15 by 4 in the morning. Then Saturday, cloudy, high near 27. Saturday night, the overnight low 26. And Sunday, a chance of drizzle or freezing drizzle in the morning, otherwise mostly cloudy, high near 39. That's the news this time around. Stay tuned next for Crossroads Cafe here on WXPR. I'm Ken Kroll.